and that is Replit AI in their new Replit agent. That's R-E-P-L-I-T. And if you have been following the AI world on social, or if you are a developer, then you have likely already heard about the Replit agent. Definitely probably heard about Replit as far as the platform goes. But just a few episodes ago, we were talking about Cursor, which is another AI-enabled, an AI-powered development platform. GitHub has GitHub Copilot, which is also a very popular AI coding tool or AI code generator. And now we have potentially an even better tool available just a short while later from Replit. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I hope you are ready for a little bit of deja vu today, because we are back talking about another AI coding tool, an AI coding development environment. And probably, or at least if we're to believe all the hype surrounding this one, this is the next greatest thing in AI coding. And that is Replit AI in their new Replit agent. That's R-E-P-L-I-T. And if you have been following the AI world on social, or if you are a developer, then you have likely already heard about the Replit agent. Definitely probably heard about Replit as far as the platform goes. But just a few episodes ago, we were talking about Cursor, which is another AI-enabled, an AI-powered development platform. GitHub has GitHub Copilot, which is also a very popular AI coding tool or AI code generator. And now we have potentially an even better tool available just a short while later from Replit. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. We'll do a little bit of rundown on what Replit is and why they are kind of dominating the conversation right now in the AI community. We will discuss the Replit agent and how it differentiates itself, at least potentially, from the other AI coding tools that we've covered so far, like Cursor. And we will do a little review of the experience just using the Replit agent as well. I went ahead and did some early testing in it directly and got started creating a simple web app. I did run into some roadblocks, but I have been iterating a little bit with the AI, working through each issue as it arises. But I didn't want to delay in making this episode for you navigators. I wanted to make sure you heard about the Replit agent if you hadn't already. So with that, let's go ahead and get into it. First, just a little bit of background on Replit. It was originally co-founded back in 2016 by Amjad Massad, Faris Massad, and Haya O'Day. And apologies again if I mispronounce those names. But it's an online web-based IDE, or integrated development environment. And really the inspiration for it, according to the background, just some background on the company from Wikipedia here, was the collaborative editing that was found in the Google Docs experience. Excuse me. The creators wanted to kind of emulate that collaborative editing user experience for programmers and for software engineers. So that was kind of the original impetus for Replit. For any programming nerds out there, the name comes from Replit, that is, comes from the acronym R-E-P-L. And that stands for read, evaluate, print, loop, which is basically a very simple kind of computer development environment in which the user is inputting and receives output back and forth from the development environment, basically. And this is how that's kind of how the early Replit tool was designed, and that's how it behaved. But it is quite clearly now, and quite apparently, a much more robust and full end-to-end development tool with a large suite of features, and we'll talk about some of those. According to their website, which if you're watching on video, we can hop over to right now. I'll go ahead and share my screen. These features include Replit AI, which is why we're here talking about Replit in today's episode, but also collaboration, a CDE, which is a cloud development environment, and deployments as well. So let's start with their Replit AI suite of features. It's very, very similar to the features that we've encountered in Cursor, and likely very similar to many of the features within GitHub's Copilot. And these are things like the ability to store multi-file context or coding context, which basically enables the AI or the development environment to reference the entire code base of your project, and therefore really able to provide a lot of contextual awareness to what you're trying to accomplish with your code. The collaborative aspect of the AI tools are what, again, I think is going to end up separating this Replit tool from other tools like GitHub, Copilot, or Cursor. Also, with any of these AI tools, you're going to be able to get clarity or clarification on any code that you might be unfamiliar with. You can just simply ask the chat or ask the agent to provide a little bit of an explainer as to what that code is accomplishing. And then, of course, there are also going to be features like autocomplete and things like that, just to try and make your coding workflow more streamlined and quicker. Where Replit really is trying to separate itself is in kind of like the start to finish end-to-end AI assistant with the deployment of your apps and tools, which we're definitely going to highlight when we talk a little bit about the agent more specifically in a little bit. But just within those AI features alone, you have, like we already mentioned, the ability to explain your code in more depth and give you a better understanding of what the code is doing. But also some really cool additional features like adding test cases. So you can ask your AI or the AI to quickly write a function or a call to test out the logic of your application, for the performance of your application, or if you wanted to quickly test maybe a feature or a feature that you have an idea for in your existing application, you can do that right within the, you can just ask the AI to run a test case for you. But you can also do things like write documentation. So the AI is going to write the documentation for your tool. One example here on the website is having the agent create a README file, which is basically the file that's describing in general your application, what it does, what the user can expect from it. But more importantly, the instructions for using your tool or your applications as an end user. Apparently, the Replit AI is also going to be able to perform design functions for you. For instance, if you want to change the color of your application's buttons or the background or anything as simple as on the front end like that, you can ask Replit to do so using natural language. Just ask it to change your buttons to blue and change the background to yellow, and it'll provide the code and update the code for your application automatically. And then this last one they have on their website here is for their AI, in their AI features, is the ability to set up APIs. Again, I think this is where we're going to find that the Replit agent or this Replit AI is a bit of an improvement from some of the other tools like Cursor as far as helping truly non-experienced developers who have not programmed or built a web app from the ground up, because it really does focus on taking you through step-by-step of the plan for building the app and deploying it, and most importantly, deploying it, I think, and that's going to be key. So it takes you through the process for not just building an outline or just the test environment, like a prototype, but actually taking it to a production and billing environment that's meant for heavy use, heavy traffic in the long term, which I think is still a barrier that is being encountered by non-coders, people who are using these AI development environments like Cursor or GitHub Copilot. With the advent of these crazy AI development tools, programmers and developers have definitely started losing some of the advantage, some of that domain authority they had in their ability to take these very disparate code libraries and repositories and make them communicate and take it from a simple prototype to an actual production app. And that loss of authority and that loss of competitive edge kind of continues here as Replit now, I think, is starting to kind of fill that last gap. The other tools are great for just writing your code and generating the actual code. But when it's time to, you know, connect all the dots and flip all the switches and make sure your server is safe and secure, I think there's still a little ways to go. And it looks like Replit is addressing those concerns directly. So obviously we are checking out the tool for mostly its AI features, but I think I just want to brush on the other features here as well. We talked about the collaboration, which is obviously a big deal for the Replit tool. It was one of its really early goals and differentiators, and that's the ability for everybody to collaboratively write and review and debug code. But they also offer an entirely cloud-powered development environment. That's CDE. So that's going to be right within your browser. You're able to access multiple frameworks and repositories and different language infrastructures from any machine, anywhere, as long as you can get online. That includes mobily on tablets and mobile, which is super impressive. And then lastly is this deployment feature. And that's basically going to allow you to take your test environment, your app that you're building within Replit, and deploy it directly to production using Replit's features and functionality. And basically, they're really just going to host your application if that's what you choose, whether it's just a quick website or an entire client-side app. As they describe it here, they're going to have a virtual machine or a virtual environment that allows you to host your final product. And again, I think this is really cool. I think it's a big reason why they are able to kind of take this AI natural language development to the next level, because they already have that infrastructure or the build for deployment and deploying these web apps on their end for their users. And all they have to do is now is add the AI assistance for their users to kind of complete those last steps. Again, having done some building in Cursor, and as we've talked about building free tools and lead magnets with these AI coding tools, and how it's kind of going to level the playing field as far as creating lead magnets, there's still a pretty decent learning curve or barrier to launching or getting your tool to production when it comes to the technical requirements of actually deploying a web app with a database, with all the frameworks that you need, with all the security that you need for your users. There's quite a lot of details, quite a few details still, that even though you do have Cursor to help you write all your base code, which these other very important launch and production tasks and checklist items are incredibly important, if not more important than the actual base code of your application. And it's really essential that you get them right. And Cursor really isn't going to be able to help you perform those at this point. And I think Replit is staking its claim as far as that goes with the AI code generation. Now, with enough like back and forth with Claude or some of these other LLMs, you can definitely educate yourself on how to take something you build in Cursor to production. I still think it's much, much easier than it has been at any time before to do something like that. And it's going to make a lot of programmers out of non-programmers for sure. But you know, why struggle now when you can just hop over to Replit and go from 0 to 60 right away, and they can help you get to production without having to do all the work now when it's, I'm already spoiled with these AI agents and these AI models. Okay, anyway, so now let's talk a little bit about the Replit agent. Again, I think you've gotten the idea by now, but this kind of takes all of their AI functionalities within their code and development environment and basically does exactly what the tool is called and bundles them in a one-stop shop agent. So instead of having to go into the development environment and start with a template or some existing code like that you've developed in Cursor or had Claude write for you or something, and instead of having to use all those AI features that are native within the tool to update code, now you can just ask for your entire project, your entire app in natural language from the Replit agent. It does say here in the documentation that it's an early access tool and it's still an experimental product, which I think is definitely pretty clear once you guys get to use it. I think, again, I did experience a few roadblocks in my early testing. Nothing that is a deal breaker or anything. Again, you can work with the agent to kind of get around the errors that are being encountered. But just be aware of that when you're building your apps, that there are still maybe some mistakes that you need to keep an eye out for, and you might need to go plug some gaps with Claude or Cursor, whatever it may be. So essentially, you just ask the agent to help you build the app you need, and the agent is going to lay out a plan from beginning to end as to how the app can be developed and brought into production. You can remove steps from the plan. It gives you some suggested additional enhancements or improvements that you can make to your app. And then you can add those to the plans if you would like. And then you can let the agent get started and get underway. And as it develops, the agent will ask you to provide any feedback that it needs. You'll do some user testing of the app as it gets built and developed. If you need to register users, for instance, it's going to have you take that workflow or test that workflow. Also, API keys, any API keys that are needed for your app, whether you're accessing a ChatGPT or another large language model, or you're accessing a different tool that is part of your technology stack, that it's going to request those API keys for you and install those step by step as well. And then lastly, after you've done the testing and the feedback required by the agent, most excitingly, you should be able to deploy directly using Replit's deployment features and get your web app up and usable in a matter of minutes if everything goes smoothly. Okay, so I told you that you're likely going to have some deja vu from this episode. We talked about another AI-powered IDE, AI-powered coding tool. And here we are again touting the practice of developing or creating a tool, a lead magnet. And this is something that we have talked about multiple times on the show before. And it's the main reason why I talk about these AI IDEs, these AI development environments like Cursor and Replit, because it allows us one-man marketing teams or your smaller marketing teams out there for you listeners to crank out a free tool or lead magnet at literally fractions of the cost of having to hire an outsourced developer on Fiverr or taking the time to train yourself as a full stack developer. So now with the Replit agent helping us from end to end, You've officially run out of excuses not to try and crank out one of these free tools or lead magnets for your industry and for your ICP, your ideal customer profile. One last thing we should probably touch on, as it's just occurring to me now, is the pricing of the tool. Again, I'm still sharing my screen for anybody who's watching on video. I'm bad about that, switching back and forth with my screen. So forgive me if you are a video watcher. Anyway, we are looking at the pricing page now, but Replit does have that free tier, that free starter tier, which you have to love. We got to love the free tiers. And this is going to give you access to, just like the basic workspace, some access to their Replit AI features, not full access, that should be noted. And then you get community support at the free tier, and it looks like you get three public projects. The next tier up is their Replit Core, which they say is for solo developers. And if you're paying monthly, this is going to be $25 per month. If you do go yearly, it's going to be $10 per month, which is pretty good stinking deal, if you ask me. You're going to save a good chunk of money if you go yearly. With their Core, you're going to get some credits to use for your deployments each month. I believe that's kind of how that works, is you get credits for the server requirements or the posts and pulls and requests and all that jazz that your APIs are requiring. And you're going to get access to the advanced AI models, as well as member support and unlimited public and private projects. If you are managing a team, they do have a Teams tier here that currently does not have an annual price, apparently, but they say that is coming soon. But the Teams tier is $40 per user per month. And it's basically going to give you like a centralized platform to manage users and billing and all that, including some private deployments. And it says here that they all will have an enterprise tier coming soon. So if you're looking for an even more tailored, scalable solution, then they will have that soon. Okay, like I said, I did have a chance to kind of hop into the Replit agent and start tinkering around a little bit. Work on creating a little web app. I think the jury is still out as far as my official review and recommendation go. There were some errors with the agent. I had to restart a project a couple times just to kind of work through some of those. But so far, I haven't run into anything that's stopped the production. I just wanted to get this episode recorded and make sure that you navigators out there who maybe haven't heard of Replit or the Replit agent yet had a chance to get in there as soon as possible. Start testing out your web app ideas and your free tool ideas. Help me review the Replit tool. Let me know how it goes for you. If you've met with success, or if the agent runs into some issues or is unable to finish your project, I'm definitely curious to know how, first of all, how any of you are using the tool. And second of all, if the tool is in fact helpful in practice to any of you. So that's definitely the action item for today. Go check out Replit, check out the Replit agent, create a free account at least, and start to generate some projects, or at least project ideas. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.